Welcome to Stork Science World. I'm Janie, and I'm thrilled to be here with my co-host Alex to bring you the latest breakthrough research in biotechnology. This podcast is proudly produced by Stork, a research productivity software designed to help scientists like you stay on top of the cutting-edge developments we'll be discussing today.
That's right, Jamie. And today we've got something truly fascinating to dive into. A new study published in Nature Biotechnology shows how researchers have engineered bacteriophages, viruses that infect bacteria, to produce therapeutic proteins right in the gut microbiome. This could be a game changer for delivering biologics orally, something that's been notoriously difficult to achieve.
Absolutely, Alex. This is such a clever approach to a long-standing problem. You know, delivering biological drugs orally has always been challenging because the harsh environment of our upper digestive tract, the acids and enzymes, tends to break these complex molecules down before they can reach their target.
Right, and previous strategies have tried using engineered microbes to produce these biologics directly in the lower GI tract, but they often struggle to compete with the resident bacteria already living there. What makes this study special is that the researchers flipped the script. Instead of introducing new bacteria, they're using viruses that infect bacteria already living in our gut.
Let's break down what the team did. They worked with T4 phage, which is a virus that specifically targets non-pathogenic E. coli bacteria that naturally reside in our gut. The researchers identified specific T4 promoters, essentially genetic switches, that would allow for maximum protein expression while minimally impacting the phage's ability to replicate.
And Jamie, what's really cool is that they engineered these T4 phages to express different therapeutic proteins. First, they tested the concept using a fluorescent protein called SFGFP to visualize and confirm that their system worked. Then they moved on to proteins with actual therapeutic potential.
That's right. They engineered phages to express a serine protease inhibitor called SERPINB1A, which targets neutrophil elastase, an enzyme that's increased during ulcerative colitis and contributes to inflammation. And they showed that a single dose of these engineered phages reduced neutrophil elastase activity in a mouse model of colitis.
What I find particularly fascinating is that they also applied this approach to obesity. They engineered phages to express a protein called CLPB, which contains a motif that mimics a satiety hormone called alpha-MSH. When they gave these phages to mice on a high-fat diet, the mice gained less weight and showed reduced inflammation compared to control groups.
You know what's impressive about this approach, Alex? The researchers found that a single dose of the engineered phage was sufficient to see these effects. That's because the phages and bacteria reached a sort of equilibrium in the gut, where both could persist for extended periods. The phages didn't completely wipe out the bacteria. They coexisted, which allowed for sustained production of the therapeutic proteins.
That's such a key point, Jamie. Traditional approaches often require daily dosing, which we know patients struggle with. About half of people with chronic conditions don't stick to their prescribed regimens. But with this phage-based approach, you might be able to achieve therapeutic effects with much less frequent dosing.
Exactly. And let's talk about why this matters from a broader perspective. Biologics, drugs made from proteins or other biological materials, are increasingly important in treating various diseases. But their oral delivery has been this persistent challenge in pharmaceutical development. Most biologics today have to be injected, which isn't ideal for patient comfort or compliance.
Absolutely, and there's something elegant about using bacteriophages for this purpose. These viruses are already super abundant in our gut microbiome. They can outnumber bacteria and persist for long periods. Previous research has shown that some phage sequences can persist in humans for more than a year, with some even sticking around for multiple years.
Right, and what's particularly clever about this approach is that the researchers are using the natural infection process of the phage to their advantage. When the phage infects the E. coli bacteria, it hijacks the bacterial machinery to produce not just more phages, but also the therapeutic protein. Then, when the bacterial cell bursts open or lyses, it releases both the new phages and the therapeutic protein into the gut environment.
I think it's worth noting some of the specific results they saw in their mouse models, Jamie. In the colitis model, mice treated with the serpin-producing phages had significantly lower neutrophil elastase activity in their feces. And interestingly, the neutrophils in these mice showed increased levels of CD24, which is an anti-inflammatory marker.
And in the obesity model, mice that received the CLAP-B-producing phages gained significantly less weight than control mice. This was associated with reduced food intake and increased nighttime activity. They also had lower levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines like IL-1-alpha, IL-1-beta, and IL-23, suggesting an overall reduction in systemic inflammation.
You know, one thing I was wondering about, did they look at potential side effects or safety concerns with this approach? I mean, we're talking about engineering viruses that infect gut bacteria, which sounds like something that could potentially disrupt the microbiome.
That's a great question, Alex. The researchers did examine this. They looked at the microbiome composition and found no significant differences in bacterial diversity between the experimental groups. They also performed histopathological analysis of various organs and found no significant abnormalities. And importantly, serum chemistry analyses showed no concerning changes in markers of liver or kidney function.
That's reassuring. Of course, this is still early research in mice, so there would need to be extensive safety testing before moving to human trials. But it's promising that they didn't see obvious red flags at this stage.
Absolutely. And the authors do acknowledge several considerations for future applications. For instance, they used E. coli as the bacterial host because it's prevalent in the human gut. But the impact of factors like diet, medication, and individual variation would need to be studied. And some phages have very narrow strain level specificity, so strategies like using phage cocktails might be necessary.
I think what excites me most about this approach is its versatility. The researchers demonstrated effects on two very different conditions, colitis and obesity. But you could imagine engineering phages to produce all sorts of therapeutic proteins for various diseases. It really opens up new possibilities for treating conditions that affect the gut or that could benefit from proteins delivered to the gut environment.
Exactly, Alex. And while this is still at the proof of concept stage, it represents a really innovative approach to drug delivery. By harnessing the natural interactions between phages and bacteria in our gut, the researchers have created a kind of living drug factory right where it's needed. It'll be fascinating to see how this technology develops in the coming years.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's discussion. This research was led by Zachary R. Baker and colleagues, including corresponding authors Li-Wu Li and Brian B. Hsu from Virginia Tech. The full article is available in Nature Biotechnology.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Stork Science World. If you found this discussion interesting, please subscribe to our podcast and check out Stork's research productivity software to help you stay on top of cutting-edge research like this. Until next time, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. See you next time.